On this episode, we're talking Halloween at Walt Disney World. This is episode 304 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and today I am joined by my wonderful daughter, Kaylin.
Hello.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. On Mondays here on the Capture the Magic Network, don't forget to listen to a Capture the Magic Universal every other week. On Tuesdays, we have Main Street Magic. On Wednesdays, Jared and I bring you the Diz Dudes. And on Thursdays, Jared and Jamie bring you a Capture the Magic podcast. And if you want even more content, including Diz Dudes Live in park and resort live streams from both Walt Disney World and Universal Studios, CTM at the Movies, 20% off all CTM network merchandise, and so much more, check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. And Zippity-Doo-Dah Travel is our trusted source for your next Disney and or Universal vacation. If you head over to travelwithzip.com, you can see a list of current offerings from these wonderful theme parks, as well as fill out a quick form, and one of their agents will reach out to you. They will get you quoted on your vacation, help you get booked, answer all the questions you may have, and all of this is at no additional charge to you. So again, head to travelwithzip.com. And finally, if you want the best in theme park inspired coffees, teas, and merchandise, head on over to Expedition Roasters and use code CTM at 15 at checkout and save 15% off your entire order. So Kaylin is filling in today for Rhonda as we continue to try and get schedules going with full virtual school, busy work weeks, and some weekends traveling to Disney and Universal. So Kaylin is nice enough to fill in today. This episode goes out a bit later on Tuesday than normal, but Kaylin, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
I didn't give you a choice, yeah. So I really do thank you. But we're going to talk about something I think that's near and dear to your heart today, which is Halloween.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about Halloween at Walt Disney World this year, which is certainly going to look a bit different with, you know, COVID and restrictions and such in place. So right from Disney's site, they do say that many hallmarks of Mickey's not-so-scary Halloween party, like stage shows, parades, and fireworks, cannot take place in this new, unprecedented environment. With that in mind, we have made the difficult decision to cancel this year's Mickey's not-so-scary Halloween party. Let's talk about that first and your thoughts and disappointments, I
Mega
would say.
Oof.
Mega oof.
Yes.
So this is something that I think we've looked forward to so much every year.
Yeah.
To the point that it's almost been more our Halloween than I think Halloween night is.
It's kind of true, yeah.
And we get dressed up every year, and, and we're going to go through a couple of the offerings that are available. And then we do have a couple questions from our Club 32 members regarding Halloween. One that will involve our costumes and what we do every year. Do you think that there can be any replacement for the Halloween party? And what did you love so much about the Halloween party that you're so disappointed it's canceled this year?
I think the thing that would replace it would, I honestly don't, maybe they could, like, make the ride attractions, like, they'd, overnight what they normally do, they just do it with the attractions and kind of, like, those decorations and scarecrows and pumpkins that they normally put outside near, like, the Walt Disney and Mickey statue.
Yeah.
They could, put those in rides or just straight up decorate the rides for more of a Halloween kind of theme.
We'll get into some of that because we are going to go through the things they are doing. And okay. Yeah, while I don't think it'll be a replacement, what was it for you that you enjoyed so much about our yearly trips to the Halloween party, which this would have been, I think this would have been our fourth or fifth consecutive year. What are the parts you loved the most about that?
I think every time I think of the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party, my favorite memory is when we, previously we had gone like done the trick or treating things. We had some candy in our bag and like stuff like that. And we were with our friends, Gavin and Gianna, and I think we might've been with some other people.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But we sat down for the parade and we watched the Headless Horseman and all of that. And I just loved that. When you just sat down, watched the parade and ate some of that candy that you got and just enjoyed your time. I think that was my favorite part.
Agree completely. And we'll touch base on each of the kind of things that they are doing. And then we can kind of give our thoughts on how we believe they'll compare to when they were included in the Halloween party. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
All right. So first we're going to talk about, we're really going to talk about a lot about Magic Kingdom today, because that's where most of the stuff is happening.
Yeah.
But first we'll go ahead and talk about it, all the parks, and there will be delicious treats.
Ooh.
Which is good that those are all coming back. So you can satisfy your sweet and savory taste buds with seasonal food and beverage specialties that are available for purchase at select locations around the parks. There is a ton of stuff going on Magic Kingdom. Yeah, it's crazy. So we have everything from the Mickey Cinnamon Roll, Cinnamon Donuts, Hades Nachos are back again this year.
Nachos?
Yeah, so these are at Pecos Bill, Tall Tale Inn and Cafe, which we love. They're black bean nacho chips with fiery buffalo chicken, lettuce, tomato, sour cream, salsa, and jalapeno. That sounds like something that's more up my alley than yours.
See, that sounds good for other people.
Not good. Not so good for you. It's going to be a spicy one when you've got buffalo chicken and jalapenos on there. They have the, for better or for worse, wedding cake. We had tried that last year.
Oh, that's from, that's the
Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, the lady in the attic with Constance. The axe.
Correct. And it even has a little axe in it. This is one last year. You didn't try it. Your mom and I tried it. It's beautiful. As you can see a picture here. It's a small wedding cake. It's got a little candy axe in the top.
So cool.
We didn't love what it tasted like, but it's very cool looking.
It looks beautiful.
Got lots of different pumpkin spiced waffle sundae, milkshake, soft serve sundaes.
See, I don't really enjoy the pumpkin spice taste.
No, you don't.
I don't know why. Like, I love Halloween and I love the taste of what you could make with Halloween associated stuff, but I just don't really like that pumpkin spice flavor. Maybe I like pumpkin, but
you like pumpkin pie?
I don't know. I don't think I like pie.
Then
but
I don't think you like pumpkin.
Okay.
You just named all the things that are pumpkin flavored and that you didn't care for any of them.
Yeah, I just I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I love the pumpkin stuff. The one thing we found with a lot of these, especially when you get to the sundaes and the milkshakes, the soft serve, is that they can often be overly sweet. Like for me, I'm okay just having like a pumpkin ice cream, but when they put caramel sauce on it, they put whipped cream, they put sprinkles, it starts to get too much.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't really like pumpkin spice, because it's normally just so much other things included to make it taste better.
We'll get a good just pumpkin ice cream.
Yeah.
And have you try that and see what you think without all the extra accoutrement on top.
There's a burger.
Yeah, they've got the Mickey Monster Mash Burger this year.
Oh, that's so cool.
Poison apple cupcakes. Where they're really going nuts this year is the collectibles.
Yeah, I can like just look at some of the stuff that's on the screen and it looks like a lot, and
we
I
do.
Want all of it.
I know. So we've got four different popcorn buckets, including you have not all popcorn buckets, but you have the Jack Skellington sipper, which we currently do have. It's back from last year. There's an Oogie Boogie premium popcorn bucket.
Yeah, that looks cool.
This is just his head. We've got the full body.
Yeah, we do have full body. He stands on the little platform wheel thing.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mickey Pumpkin premium popcorn bucket, which is shaped like a giant Mickey pumpkin head.
That looks like one of the balloons.
It looks just like the balloon ones they've had. And then they've got the Halloween base popcorn bucket, which is your standard popcorn bucket with a design. The Hitchhiking Ghost buckets and sippers are back this year, which I'm excited because
we need one more.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We only collected 2 out of 3 last year.
Yep.
We'd like to get the third this year. And then this year, the Madame Leota sipper is out.
That looks really cool. I want that.
Hopefully we can get our hands on it. It's been selling out. They had changed some things because lines were getting so long. Hopefully it'll be there. Over at Epcot, we've got plenty of other cupcakes, sugar cookies, liquid nitro cake pop. Oogie Boogie premium popcorn bucket is there, as well as the Green Cauldron premium popcorn bucket that we have
Didn't
sitting
have
on
an
a shelf.
Orange one?
They do. There is an orange one as well.
Yeah, we have the green one.
We do. You've got some novelty straws over at Animal Kingdom. You have a Scar cupcake, which looks really cool.
Yeah, all of that stuff looks
spooky
incredible.
Apple Punch specialty beverage, which is non-alcoholic, or Rotten Apple Punch, which is alcoholic.
I want both of those.
Well, you can only have one. Here's where I'm excited as somebody who really does like pumpkin flavored stuff. Over at Hollywood Studios, they have a pumpkin cheesecake cannoli and they have pumpkin tiramisu, which both sound to me pretty good. In addition, you've got some frozen apple ciders. That's where the orange popcorn cauldron popcorn bucket can be found. So lots and lots of treats. So, you know, one thing that I think is a good advantage this year is last year and at the Halloween parties when they were available, often many of these treats were not available until Halloween party time.
Yeah.
You know, so if you weren't going to the Halloween party, you missed out on a lot of these treats. So between treats this year and treats during a regular year of Halloween party, this year maybe wins because you don't have to buy that extra ticket to get access to these, don't you think?
I do think what I can remember from last time, it looks like they have a lot more and a lot better, at least looking things that from last year.
Yeah.
I feel like last year it was mainly just focused on the parade and some kind of like maybe sweets, but it was also mainly the fact that you'd get candy every time you like, because everyone could trick or treat.
Yes.
So you got free, like, not free, but you got
free to you.
Yeah. I know. But you still got candy and got to walk around and get a whole bunch of candy. So that was a feel like that was what balanced it out.
Yeah.
Because getting all of that candy is like, I don't know how to word this. Like, it was like half of the sweets now. Like, there's a whole bunch of sweets now, but I feel like the normal Halloween party would have been cut in half, and that other half would have just been the candy that
all the trick-or-treating and the candy you get. And you got bags and bags full.
Yup.
Now, you know, this year we are not getting, obviously, a parade.
Yeah.
What we are getting is the special appearances, so be on the lookout for some beloved characters sporting their favorite Halloween costumes during special cavalcades down Main Street, USA. So this is, you know, they're doing this right now through Epcot and Magic Kingdom, and they're doing it in Hollywood Studios and all, and even some stuff going on in Animal Kingdom where individual characters or two characters at a time, you know, are coming through. It doesn't gather the crowds that a parade gathers, but during the course of a day, if you stick around, you can end up seeing all these different characters. So we're still going to get like Jack and Sally on their float. Like, they're basically, it's like they're taking the parade and they're just breaking it up over the course of the day is more of what it is. Now, you're not getting all the floats, you know, you're not getting that full parade experience, but at least you still get to see some of the favorite floats.
Yeah. I now remember, I think it was last, it was when I dressed up as that dead Cinderella, like the zombie one. I remember we went and met Jack and Sally, but that was like one of the last things we did.
Yes.
So it was like midnight around then. And then we decided to go to where you could meet all of the Disney characters, because like the Disney princess characters, because there was no lines and we never do that. And I just remember meeting Cinderella there and I was like, this is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you were a dead zombie Cinderella.
Yep.
And she was the regular Cinderella. But so what do you think is a comparison of this compared to what we had with the Boo to You parade compared to this? I mean, I'm thinking Halloween party's going to win out.
Yeah.
As far as one collective parade.
I feel like, yeah, the parade is obviously gets the win. But I also do think that this could be something that they could add next year, if next year we do get our Halloween
The party comes
party.
Back.
Yeah, if the party comes back, I feel like this would be something that they could add for the people that don't come during the party hours.
Okay. Yeah, that could be. I mean, that may be an adjustment that they decide to make, because there is no, I mean, there's no comparison. There's no comparison between a nighttime parade. I mean, that's the one thing that I think I'll miss the most this year is being there at 9 p.m., 10 p.m. When it's dark.
Yeah.
When,
that's just,
you know, when they dim the lights and the headless horseman comes down.
Dude, he.
Amazing.
It's
the
just
parade.
Kiss.
Yeah, just the Boo to You soundtrack.
I know.
I don't think there's a comparison, but they could have done nothing. So that part's
that
good.
Is true. They couldn't.
And
they
we're still
going to
get all the decor on Main Street. We're still going to get the Halloween, you know, decorations. Just a majority of it is going to be during the day until the sun starts to set earlier. They are starting to expand hours a little bit on some upcoming weekends. hopefully we can get into Magic Kingdom when the sun sets and be able to check out some of these things.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
That'd be nice.
The Cadaver Dance are coming back, or I guess by today they actually are back. So be enchanted by a cappella performances from the Cadaver Dance when they emerge from their tombs. Another special treat for the Halloween season. Performances during the day beginning September 20th. Thoughts on the Cadaver Dance?
Yeah, weren't they, aren't they the like a cappella group that goes around and sings like Grim Grinning Ghosts and all that stuff? Yeah. I love those kind of little
We would often catch them because what was great is that you could line up for the parade early and they would make their rounds to entertain people before the parade came.
Yep, I remember that.
So this is something that I think easily could have gone away, and it is coming back. It's certainly seeing them and hearing them, I think, invokes that Halloween spirit.
Yeah,
again, I'd like to see them after the sun sets, but we're just going to have to take some daytime. Maybe just get really dark sunglasses and then we pretend that it's nighttime. We could try that, right?
Yeah.
So, but they're back. And whether they're day or night, I don't think it matters too much.
Yeah.
Now, here's amazing. One that is going to be a bit of a potential advantage, even though you're not going to be able to go all out like potentially we used to, but you can dress up this year. Adults included, for the first time ever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's outside of a party. So embrace the spirit of the season by donning your own Halloween costume September 15th to October 31st. Please remember all guests are required to wear approved face coverings during their visit. And before you arrive, you want to check their Know Before You Go page and some of their costume guidelines. Obviously, face masks, full face masks, things like that won't be allowed.
Yeah.
Most of their typical guidelines for the evening party, but you're going to have an opportunity now to dress up during the day and go.
You think you'd be able to do what I was hoping to do, where you put almost like a mask for Halloween for your mouth over a mask?
I don't know. So what Kaylin was talking about, she was looking at some kind of facial looking masks.
Yeah.
That were probably not CDC approved, but you could technically wear over your regular mask. I don't know. It's one I think we'd have to research, because to me, some of them were just horrifying looking that you liked.
It was like they were like bones. It was like,
yeah, they were a little creepy though for Disney. Universal, maybe.
Yeah.
So we'll check some of those guidelines at Universal. of course, they are going to have tons of festive Halloween themed gear and novelties available at select locations around the park. They are bringing back all of their bewitching decor.
Ooh.
Spot spirited touches along Main Street USA, and then themed photo opportunities all throughout. You know, some of these enhanced photo shots where I saw one was like a flame, you could hold almost like a flaming pumpkin.
Huh.
You know, so there's probably still ones with the Haunted Mansion ghost, hitchhiking ghost, and things like that. So, this isn't the Halloween party that we're used to.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think, all things considered and the restrictions and guidelines, do you feel that with what we've just gone through, Disney has done a good job of bringing back as much of the stuff as they could?
I think it is one of those things where if you have been to the party, it's a bit disappointing.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But if you've never even heard of the party and you come here, I feel like you'd still have a wonderful, amazing time.
Yeah.
So that's just what I think.
I think that I like what you brought up earlier about the character cavalcades. I can never say that word right. about those coming through and potentially sticking around, because, you know, it's easy to say, well, if they introduce all this stuff during the day, during normal park hours, then nobody will go to the Halloween party. But I don't think that's true, because there's still enough of a difference.
Yeah.
You know, and there's plenty of people that say, look, we're on our week vacation. We have a family of four. We can't drop another $450 to $500 for a Halloween party.
Yeah.
But we've already spent all this money. Why are we being punished and not getting to enjoy anything but some decorations during the day?
Yeah.
And park hours are being limited those days to regular guests. So I could see this going well enough that they continue some of this stuff in addition to a Halloween party.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you would see a knockdown in ticket sales for the Halloween party, to be honest.
Definitely.
We would still go to it every year.
Exactly.
But I like the idea of an opportunity for people that don't want to fork over that extra money. We love the Halloween party. I still, as an annual pass holder, and how often we go and how much we spend, it's still hard for me to stomach dropping that extra money for our four tickets every year.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing goes with the Christmas party. And we'll certainly do an episode about what's coming with that. But I really like the idea of them doing this. And I think we're getting more than we potentially thought we would get when we knew that the Halloween party was going to be canceled, right?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to go into a couple of questions. We have about three questions from some Club 32 members as they pertained exactly to Halloween. We got a lot of other great questions out on Club 32. And, you know, we may decide to touch base on a few of those in a future episode. But Sarah Herman asks you, Kaylin, what are your favorite things about the holidays in the parks and resorts? The decorations, the food, the characters. What things do you love most? Now, and we can let's go ahead and spawn the holidays, which we'll call from Halloween all the way through Christmas and New Year's. Mm-hmm. What things do you enjoy most about the holidays at Walt Disney World? COVID or no COVID?
Okay. I think my favorite would like my I don't know. I think it would be maybe the I think maybe the food.
The food?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
Like the specialty treats and mm-hmm. everything that we've gone
yeah.
through.
Because it not only tastes good, but it looks good too.
No, and that's what they've done, I think, a great job of is, you know, we're now living in such like a social media and Instagram society that Disney, you know, certainly most places, as I think a foodie trend continues to emerge throughout all locales, most places are realizing that the food can not only taste good, it has to look good.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, the only knock I have against Disney, like when we were talking about some of those treats that are overly sweet, is sometimes I think they focus more on how good it looks and they actually don't focus enough on how good it tastes.
Yeah.
You know, which can sometimes be an issue.
Definitely.
Holiday decor. What do you enjoy more if when we get into like the Christmas time season? Do you enjoy more the parks and the decor there or the decor at the resorts? You know, with the giant Christmas trees in places like Wilderness Lodge or what guests do at Fort Wilderness. What do you prefer?
I think I'd actually rather the parks.
Okay.
I think I love the castle shows.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just incredible.
Yeah.
Like every time I listen to like the Happily Ever After soundtrack, I like tear up and like I just love the Hollywood Studios show.
Oh yeah,
on
Jingle
Tower
Bell,
of
Jingle
Terror.
Bam.
Oh, that too.
Yeah,
both
the Seasons
of them.
Greetings one.
Yeah,
definitely.
Both of them. I love those things.
Yeah.
Not just fireworks, but like when it also does the castle too.
Yes, and Snope.
Yes.
Hopefully we get some Snope this year.
Yeah.
I'll be excited for that. Megan O'Brien asked, she's kind of like an Imagineering type thing, and you started to talk about this earlier with rides and decorations.
Oh.
Said, what are some rides that we wish or think could have Halloween or Christmas overlays? Now, you know what they do out in Disneyland. And
yeah,
they won't probably be doing it this
just
year.
Just about
now.
To say that.
Haunted Mansion.
Yes. I don't know. I was going to say that I love how they turn Haunted Mansion into a Nightmare Before Christmas thing. But then again, Haunted Mansion is kind of a Halloween sort of mm-hmm. ride in the first place. More of a spoopy, scary skeletons ride.
Yes.
And so I feel like maybe they should do a different ride.
Okay.
I was thinking, and this isn't just my personal opinion. I do think this would be nice. But Small World, if they changed Small World into a Nightmare Before Christmas, you could just go through on a boat ride, you could go through the story of Jack and all of that. I feel like a boat ride would be nice for that.
Yeah.
And I feel like it would be pretty simple with the layout of Small World.
That's a great point, 'cause you could put masks on most of the animatronics.
Mm-hmm.
You can dim light. I mean, you could do lots of overlays. You could do some of the 3D projection mapping. I think that would be good. And then leave Haunted Mansion as is. Not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. How about, do you remember, did you ride Space Mountain last year when they really turn off the lights and it's pitch black and like.
I think so.
Yeah.
Because wasn't it when they were still redoing the walkway?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good one. You know, I would really like to see. You know, Christmas does a better job of expanding into the other parks. And mm-hmm. last year, we really started to get Animal Kingdom with decorating.
Oh,
Hollywood Studios does an amazing job of Christmas. I'd really like to see all four parks go more all out
mm-hmm.
with the decor.
Definitely.
You know.
Like on Jungle Cruise when they do Christmas. I feel like they should do that.
Do like a Halloween overlay on Jungle Cruise as well?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I like how in Jungle Cruise when they do Christmas, they they like really do Christmas, but they don't do it as much with other rides.
Yeah. Well, I'd want to see, you know, they do a great job at Christmas of going through like the World Showcase and showcasing that country's local traditions and beliefs of what Christmas is.
That's true.
Imagine that for Halloween. I mean, I don't know if you can get like full on Krampus or whatever. Is he in Germany?
What?
He's like the scary goblin that eats children and stuff if they're not good. Like, I don't know if you know that. No, that would still be Christmas, wouldn't it? He's not during Halloween. What are the traditions, though, in Halloween in Mexico? What are they in Italy? Forget everything I just said. What are they in France? You know, what are the traditions for Halloween? I'm getting my holidays all mixed up.
Yeah.
That would be neat to go through and see what a traditional Halloween is like, because we know how much they differ for stuff like Christmas and Hanukkah and things. So I think that would be really cool to expand into there.
Yeah.
And then, I would love to see, I mean, Tower of Terror is another one that's kind of already scary and spooky.
But you could, but maybe you could step it up a bit. Yeah.
Agreed. That would be a lot of fun.
Step up. To do
that. finally, Lisa Nicole asked, what are the different family costumes we've done through the years? Maybe what's our favorite? And we kind of discussed our favorite things around Disney, but all right, what costumes have we done? So,
okay, let me think.
Year one, I'll start you. Year one, because remember, we actually camped year one at Fort Wilderness.
We did.
And it wasn't a collective family costume. You
Wait,
and I were
pirates.
Okay, you
say
what we were.
Because I remember.
Yes.
Me and you were pirates. Perfect. Mom was Maleficent and Lacey was Mal.
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yep. And those were good, but it was the year after that we decided we would be
fully Lacey
collective.
Was Evie.
Evie.
She had blue hair?
No, she would have been. No, not that year. She
was
Mal.
Yeah, she was Mal.
She was Mal because that's Maleficent's daughter.
Okay.
Now, the year after,
then she
what
was
did
Evie.
We do?
She was Evie at some point.
Yes.
The
that
year
was the
after.
That's when she was Evie.
And we she did was a Evie. Full you family. Were Jay.
Yep.
Mom was. Yeah. Mom was Mal.
Yep.
And I was.
Ursula. Well,
Ursula's
Uma.
Daughter.
Yeah.
I can't say her name.
I know.
I don't know why. Okay.
But yeah,
continue.
So that was the year I think we really went for it. I'd make your costumes we could buy, but you guys went
dope.
All out wigs and everything except Lacey actually had her hair dyed.
That's true.
Dark
Lacey
blue and it lasted for 6 to 7 months.
Really?
It would not come out. Yeah.
Huh.
I had to make my costume from scratch because there are no Jay costumes.
Yeah.
But that was the year that we did it up so much and we had so many people like comment on it or want to take pictures with us.
Yeah, that's
true. It was just so cool and we loved it. So
I love that feeling.
We got back from that year and let's see, that would have been 2017. So we started this in 2016. That was 2017. 2018... Yeah. When we got back from 2017 Halloween party, I remember sitting in Chick-fil-A like 2 weeks later and you were I know what I want to do for next year.
I do remember
and
that.
What did you come up with? And we spent 3 to 4 months working on these costumes prior.
So I just had the biggest big brain idea and I just went, so you know how we go to Disney all the time for Halloween? What if we dressed up as the Disney princess/prince characters, but we make a little twist for Halloween and just make them dead, zombified, dead.
Yes.
And I thought I was such a big brain, and I was.
Yeah. So, your mom was Ariel. She was zombie Ariel. I was zombie Prince Eric.
Mm-hmm.
You were zombie Cinderella.
Yep.
And Lacey was zombie Belle.
Years.
And so what we did for all of these, crazy enough, is bought brand new costumes. And then we proceeded over the course, because this did take some time to destroy them.
Destroyed them, yes.
So this took me on the back porch with a serrated knife.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked up in YouTube very specific ways to make it look like, because I didn't want cuts. We wanted to look like natural wear and tear, like these people had been buried and then come back out of the ground. So first I had to make all the cuts and adjust some things. Like there were, like, I know there was like a little like pendant, like a heart pendant that looked like it was made of diamond on Belle's dress
that
I like cracked in half. So half of it was gone, but half of it was stuck. And,
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. Slices in the different areas. Then I went and had to buy several different dyes, clothing dye.
Yeah.
And I found that and looked up what a formula was to not only make it look like dirt, but make it look like moss, blood.
Green, yellow. Yellow was supposed to look like stains
and kind of like bile, I guess, like gross stuff. So we zombified all of these. And they turned out really, really well. And then just to step it up a notch further,
I remember that year
we hired a makeup artist to come into our room. We're at Coronado Springs. And she came through. She was a professional makeup artist that worked on like full body, like costume makeuping. And it was cool because all of it was airbrushed. So it lasted in the hot Florida humidity when it still can be, you know, even mid-October at night, it can be 80 and you know, 70% humidity. So she came in and actually airbrushed all of our makeup to make us all look dead.
I remember I had like this little, we got a little blood kit and there were these like, these little capsules that you put in the back of your mouth and you bite them and the like blood will kind of ooze out of your mouth. I remember doing that and it was so gross. It tasted disgusting. It was just, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I'll dig up these photos to post once we post this episode. I thought some of the, so for yours, we took an old pair of high heels.
Oh yeah.
And I had to cut them in half basically. And we took a clear headband and glued the heel portion to the headband, so it looked like somebody had actually jabbed the heel into your head.
Yep. That's fun.
For Mom and Ariel, we did it with a huge fork. We got a plastic fork from a party shop and cut off part of the little tongs. Did the same thing, glued it to a headband so it looked like a fork was coming out of her head. And then Lacey's didn't work as well. We bought a choker and took a rose and cut it and then glued each side of the rose so it looked like the rose stem was going through her neck. But that one didn't hold up very
well. The choker didn't fit her. It wasn't tight. So it would fall down and didn't look as good. Yeah. I mean, we could have just like bobby pinned it or something, but then she probably was complaining about it choking her. So.
Yes. No, which I, yeah, I wouldn't blame
her. Which
is
what a choker is literally called. It is called
it actually choke you. Like, that's not, I mean, it's just the name it gets but from where it goes and all. Anyway.
Anyways.
So 2019, last year.
Yes.
I think this was your idea as well.
Most likely. I have the best ideas. Such a big brain when it comes to Halloween.
Okay. Fair enough.
I decided we should do... I actually think this was because at that time, I just loved the Cheshire Cat. But I was like, what if we just went as Alice in Wonderland characters? So I also loved the Mad Hatter. He was A+.
Yeah.
And so... You went as Mad Hatter. We had to put makeup on you. It was hilarious.
Yeah, that was fun. Was not fun. I had full facial white white makeup covering my entire face. I had my eyes done.
Your eyebrows.
Fake eyelashes, I believe.
Yeah.
And giant, look like dead caterpillar eyebrows. Plus the wig, the hat. It was the whole getup was very, very uncomfortable. So I was pretty traditional.
That's what you got to do.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I was Halloween. Pretty traditional and kind of store-bought.
Yeah.
Lacey went as Alice and was fairly store-bought. Your guy's friend, Liz, went as the Queen of Hearts.
Yep.
Which was store-bought. But then you and your mom really put together your costume, especially you with the Cheshire Cat. Was such a cool combination. Of everything from leggings to what was it like a hoodie with a tail and makeup and everything, right?
Yep. So the things that I put together for my costume, I don't remember for Mom's. She can explain that or you can, but I remember I found this kind of, this like a hoodie. It was black and no, not black. It was
pink and purple.
Yes. Pink and purple striped. And it had the hood, which had little cat ears on it, I think. And then it had the tail, and it went down about to my knees, if I can remember. So I obviously didn't want just my thighs, not my thighs, my, what's the other?
You didn't want your legs showing.
Yeah, I didn't want all my, like, skin color showing, because I'm Cheshire Cat. So I ended up finding these, these knee-high socks that were the same exact color and stripes as the dress. And then I forgot. Oh, yeah. I wore just normal Converse black sneakers. Like,
yeah, Chuck Taylors.
Yeah.
That's what they're called.
Okay. And I got a wig that was like kind of pinkish purple.
Yeah.
It was really weird. The bangs were really weird. But
the best part was then.
Oh, yeah.
A full, well, not full. I mean, think of the size of a current mask that you're having to wear. Facial temporary tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
That was big teeth and everything, like Cheshire Cat, that you put on. And then you had to fill in all the empty spot with black and lipstick and everything. It was incredible. I mean, it was awesome.
Cool.
It was such a cool, like, cosplay type thing that you put together. And then your mom put together as the White Rabbit a dress, did some special makeup, wig, rabbit ears, tail. My favorite, I think, that we've done. Well, okay, let's go. What has been your favorite out of those 4 years?
Honestly,
of costumes?
I think my favorite was the dead princesses.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I loved as much work as we put into them, and we used them for one night. We weren't going to reuse the clothing because honestly, it would probably stain other items. Like
it did stain one of mine.
Yes, it stained other things. It was to a point that we could really almost only get one true night out of them. But
technically,
the reactions
we
got were so cool.
We did it for our neighborhood Halloween.
That's true. Well, of course, we were at Coronado Springs, which was amazing, and we went down. I remember. And saw Aaron and got a photo with Aaron.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. We went down.
And he loved it.
And all the cast members were looking at us. So it was really cool.
In fact, it would be like months sometimes later, like we'd go to
him. Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
And cast members would come up to him after and be like, is that the family that dressed up last year?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. And so we
thought that was
so
cool.
So we had that, which was just so cool. And I don't know. That was just, I think all the time and effort it put into it
mm-hmm.
was really cool.
Yeah.
I really miss because amazing. I think you had a great plan for this year.
Yes.
Which was going to be what?
So I don't know as much if it would work for me and Lacey since our age, but I was thinking it would be the Sanderson sisters.
Yes.
I would be the blonde. She is my favorite. Mom would be the redhead, and then Lacey would be the one with the weird black hair with like
a
swirl kind of thing. But anyways, and then you would be Billy.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
I'm like, yeah.
Billy. Yeah. And I was going to try and do some SFX makeup and sew your mouth shut.
Yeah. Which you wish you could do for real sometimes, don't you? Answer wisely.
What?
No, I think that would have been, I think that would have been fun this year. Maybe we can hold off for next year.
Yeah.
Outside of, and we'll wrap up, but like outside of the Disney stuff and all, because you've gotten very much into Halloween and you've decorated your whole room with Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You really are enjoying some horror movies, things like that. What is, you know, maybe it's Disney involved. Maybe it's Universal involved. You know, we're going to go to Universal mm-hmm. this weekend. We're going to get to see some of the Halloween offerings that they're offering. Hopefully you can check out the Halloween Horror Night houses.
Oh, yes.
What is your favorite thing about Halloween? What has drawn you so specifically, I feel like, especially in the last year, to Halloween?
So I think it actually somehow started with Christmas.
Interesting.
Honestly, I remember you guys started celebrating Christmas so very early, and I enjoyed it.
November 1st.
Yes, you did. And I love Christmas. I think my favorite is getting in the festive season.
Yeah.
And when you like get all ready for that one special day that you have to make the most out of it, I love that.
Yeah.
So we started November 1st, and normally I would go to school with like Christmas stuff and everyone would make fun of me. I think one person literally had like a turkey outfit. I was like, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? But anyways, and so I loved it. It was so nice. But I also remember having one of the best nights because we were by the fire. There were chestnuts roasting. No, we had hot chocolate. There were like blankets. It was all chilly and cool. And we had friends, and it was just very nice because we also had Christmas music and just talked.
Yeah.
But that was also still in like early November. So when it actually got to December, I didn't know what to do. There was kind of, it was all kind of drained out of me, all the Christmas spirit. And of course I still loved Christmas, but just not as much as I would have, I think, if we started more later.
Okay.
But it was also kind of weird because we always start November 1st. I don't know what it was that year, but then this year's Halloween came and I just freaking died. I was just so excited. I think it was because last year we went to see snow. Was it last year or two years ago? Okay. Last year?
Yeah, last year.
Last year we went to go see snow and I loved that. I just loved that. And I remember I realized that like a lot of people love summer, but I think that summer's just, it's just all of this time for just kind of like a, it's not like a festive season. Like you have Christmas because you have December 25th that you get ready for.
Yep.
October, you get ready for October 31st, or Halloween, you get ready for October 31st. And all of that kind of stuff. But summer's just this long period of time of just hot, like, it's not what I enjoy.
Yeah.
So
it really is kind of just the whole season of all of this that you love so much.
Yeah, my favorite my favorite seasons are fall and winter.
Yeah.
And just kind of that more chilly season.
Yeah. So with you getting into some different more Halloween and scary type movies, currently, like, what's your favorite scary or Halloween movie?
I think my favorite would, I'm trying to think of all of the, I think it might have been, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, maybe?
Okay.
I'm not sure. I love It and It too.
Yeah.
But I think, or just Hocus Pocus. I just love Halloween.
Yes, you certainly do. Well, we're going to enjoy some Halloween this weekend at Universal.
Yes.
And then we will be at Disney mid-October. And we'll be there hopefully to catch some of the Halloween stuff that's going on in October. Then we'll be back November, December to check out some of the Christmas stuff. But as always, thank you so much for filling in. For taking place of your mother. It's always nice to have you able to come in and do this because nobody wants to just hear me talk the whole episode. I do enough of that anyway. So they get your perspective. And it helps a lot, too, because your perspective is certainly going to be different than mine or your mom's. Or
that is very
other
true.
People. So
Lacey always calls me a witch. Yeah. But anyways.
I think you enjoy it, though.
Kind of.
I bet.
I did name myself in my contacts, like for my my computer, because my phone is my phone number, but my computer is my email.
Yeah.
So I named myself Wicked Witch of the West.
Nice. Well, thank you, though, so much for joining. If you have not done so already, please subscribe to Main Street Magic. Go ahead and subscribe to Capture the Magic Universal, to the Diz Dudes, and to the Capture the Magic podcast. And as long as you're out there, you might as well leave all of us a rating and review.
Because it helps our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.